The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3386. We're continuing our series of recaps of the Ahsoka series, looking at the characters and one organization that we saw in the series. Today, we're going to be talking about Shin Hati, and this is probably going to be a pretty quick episode. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So today we're going to talk about Shin Hati on our series of recaps of the Ahsoka series, and we don't really know much about her, as it turns out. So here's basically what we know from the course of the Ahsoka series. We know that she is definitely strong with the Force. We know that she has the ability to use Force powers that are generally associated with the dark side of the Force, like Force chokes, for example. But she's not a Jedi or a Sith. There's a discussion that she and Baylan have where they talk about Ezra Bridger, and he defines Ezra as a Bakken Jedi, whatever that is. It's a brand new term, but basically we know it means a Jedi who was trained outside of the Jedi Temple. And in the course of that conversation, Shin asks if Baylan had trained her to be a Jedi, and he says, no, I've trained you to be much more. Whatever that much more is still an open question. But interestingly, Baylan has kept some of the trappings of Jedi training. In particular, Shin has a Jedi Padawan braid, but definitely doesn't seem to be interested in replicating any of the tenets of the Jedi Order for the most part. Just, you know, training her to be a mercenary like he is, but something more? Maybe so, maybe not, and maybe not, because she has seemingly broken from him by the end of this episode, wanting to take out Ezra and Sabine and being advised that if you're too impatient, then you're gonna lose your battles, and she doesn't listen and she loses the battle. Now, if this had been a full-on dark side master-apprentice relationship, then if Shin had gone back to Baylan, some torture would have been involved, undoubtedly, but it certainly doesn't seem like that's been their relationship whatsoever. So it's kind of surprising, actually, that Shin doesn't go back and try to seek out Baylan and say, okay, I screwed up, I'm sorry, let's, you know, continue on your way. Instead, she decides that she has broken from him entirely and wants to, you know, lead her own situation. And, you know, maybe it's also lead her own situation to try to deal with Sabine and Ezra and now Ahsoka as well by going to find those, you know, weird marauders that are hanging out and basically uniting them under her lightsaber. So maybe it is just as simple as that. Maybe she is not going to go back to Baylan, or thinks she can't go back to Baylan until she has dealt with Ezra and Sabine and Ahsoka now once and for all. The other thing I'll say is that you have to imagine that she has realized that Grand Admiral Thrawn has taken off, and presumably Morgan Elsbeth with them, although she does not necessarily know what Morgan's fate actually was. So this decision to take over this marauder tribe seems to also be driven by the fact that she is effectively stranded there and may as well make the best of things, especially considering that these marauders probably have already dealt with food sources and water sources and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a smart move on her part too. And that's pretty much all there is to say about Shin Hati. Yeah, she's also a great pilot too. We found that out. So yeah, there's that too. But now she doesn't have a ship to fly around. At least, unless she tries to steal the Jedi starship, which I guess could happen in season 2. You never know. But anyway, so that's what I've got for you about Shin Hati, what we learned about her during the course of the Ahsoka series. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.